listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The crisis at St John's has forced the state government to send extra help. It follows the death of Perth grandmother Georgina Wilde early Sunday while waiting for an ambulance and significant staff shortages related to COVID. Premier Mark McGowan says senior health department officials and police will be embedded at St John's headquarters from tomorrow.
These additional measures will mean the paramedics on the road get additional support when they need it, especially when we have crews out because of COVID.
His Wild son will meet with the boss of St John's next week. He says every question raises another. The police gang Crime Squad is investigating an attempted home invasion in Perth's northeast. Several men armed with weapons, including a firearm and an axe, tried to get into a property near Midland just after 7:30 last night. Police say the group left without getting inside after a woman called for help. Police have seized the cars of four alleged hoons after dangerous driving on Leach Highway in Melville. The vehicles have been identified from photos on social media sites. Commander Mike Bell says police are taking steps to stop future meets.
One of the people that owns the vehicles has organised it, and we suspect strongly it's gone through social media, so we'll be looking and scouring through social media.
There are 16,253 new COVID infections in WA. Our hospitals are treating 327 patients with the illness. 12 of them are in intensive care. In sport, West Coast has secured Campbell Chesser for two more years. The 19-year-old midfielder has signed a contract extension, keeping him at the club until at least the end of 2025. While skipper Luke Shuey may return from hamstring troubles this weekend against the Giants in Sydney, Eagles forward Oscar Allen says they are focusing on the positives ahead of the match.
What does success look like? And for us anyway, it's been playing finals and finishing high up the ladder and contending for the premiership.
Perth weather getting down to 13 tonight, a shower or two tomorrow with a top of 22, the same expected on Friday. Get your election news and analysis via the Listener app. Head to the Discover tab and click on Your Vote 22.
Listener.